Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The South Africa-born British singer-songwriter Johnny Flynn makes his World Cafe debut today. His first album in 2008, Alarum, was credited to Johnny Flynn and the Sussex Wit. And they actually did record the new one called Been Listening Together, although they are not listed. Johnny's going to do some songs for us live today. I began by asking him if there was any influences from being born in South Africa.
Well, I was only about 2.5, 3 when I left. So other than kind of banging wooden spoons together, I wasn't making any kind of music.
I'm sure you were precocious, though.
Yeah, I used to mime, apparently, actually with wooden spoons, playing to the violin, and that's why I was sent to violin lessons when I was 6, because it just got too much, apparently, and my parents needed me out of their hair, so that's what happened. But I don't know, I grew up with quite a sort of classical musical education. I played the violin and trumpet and piano and things, and I sang in choirs, and I did grow up with around a lot of traditional music, and my brother-in-law was in a Kaylee band, and I spent from the age of 15, we lived in a small fishing port on the west coast of Wales, and it's a very sort of atmospheric place, and still has a lot of sort of traditional cultural kind of elements to it, and it all kind of conspired in my mind toward that.
Well, that's something that's kind of interesting about you is that aspect, plus the, you know, sort of the academy and the fact that you went to school for classical music and for acting as well.
Yeah, I was always quite a rebellious music student. I wasn't really. I'm hugely into classical music now, but I was, and I was then, but I kind of dug my heels in, and because it was paying for my school fees and stuff, I built up a bit of a resentment towards it, and I was really into, I listened to a lot of punk music when I was a teenager, and writing songs and doing this and kind of making new music away from what I was being taught in the choirs and orchestras and stuff was a way of enjoying music for me, I felt slightly kind of repressed in other ways, in other musical ways. So it became an outlet in that way.
This album and your first one have very interesting titles. Alarum, I assume, is from Old English.
I first saw it probably in Shakespearean stage directions. He says alarum off, meaning there's some kind of ruckus going on off stage or some commotion. Mm. And I had the idea that maybe the noise going on off stage was this record.
And then where does Been Listening come from?
Well, with that one, I thought for a long time about what the name should be, and it was important not to put something on top of what was there and kind of insert something that didn't belong there, and I was thinking about it for a really long time, and I realized that at the heart of the album is a song that's on there called Been Listening, and it made sense to bring that from within the record and kind of point people towards that as the soul of the record, because unlike with Alarum, where it was quite a disparate collection of songs, Been Listening has more of a continuity or like a center point, and if it's not the song Been Listening, it's the idea of listening and kind of being open and still.
Now, the song itself, explain the connection to Blind Joe Taggart, who I understand was an evangelist.
There's not much about him, because apparently he used different names every time he recorded. Different reasons have been given for that. One of them's that you know, for sort of, you know, tax and stuff. And the other is that his kind of, you know, blues was the devil's music, and he was kind of preacher guy, so he was trying to kind of, you know, get under the nose of God by recording under different names. But it's cool, I think it's a cool story, the idea of trying to escape God's eyes by recording under different names. But I heard this recording of his called, I think it's called Been Listening All the Day. It's such a scratchy recording. It's from an old sort of 78 record, and you can't really make out any of it. And I heard what I heard and just took it. I kind of like doing that. I like thinking that I heard something and going like, oh, I'm going to run with that one.
So I guess you don't mind if people misinterpret your lyrics.
No, I have a thing about, I try not to write my lyrics down to be seen by anyone, not in a kind of pretentious way, but I quite like when people hear whatever they want, whatever they hear in music. And I think music is a really subjective experience, and I don't think it's actually even for me to tell people what to hear in my songs. I think it's for them to have a relationship with them, and that's what I appreciate about music and good songwriting, and even good writing and good poetry, is there's a lot of space to interpret things, and you relate it to your own story and your own life. So I'm happy for people to do that with my stuff.
Johnny Flynn is our guest, and I guess if that song is at the heart of this album, you want to maybe begin with that?
Sure, yeah.
Song's a thing, and this one's thin from traveling light. The stars at night have seen old time to new erosion. Old time gone with old religions. Prickled interest, seizing pride, the night the music upped and died. I've been listening all the night long, been listening all the day. Will I listen? For the one you know, will I listen? Will I pray? It's a coming all the night long. It's coming in the day. It's blowing through my stone ears. It's whistling this way. Song behind, old chum, the faintest trace of what's to come. What's behind and what is near, banished by a suckling ear. Coffee luster, let me mind, nothing came with beer and wine. I've been listening all the night long, been listening all the day. Will I listen for the one you know? Will I listen? Will I pray? It's a coming all the night long. It's a coming in the day. It's blowing through my stone ears. It's whistling this way. gone. The music's dead. The music went, and in its stead, a single song, a chorus struck, a symphony. Sounds right or wrong, the band's rushing, the radio's off, the silence is everything. Hold that call. Been listening all the night long, been listening all the day. Will I listen for the one you know? Will I listen? Will I pray? It's coming all the night long. It's coming in the day. It's blowing through my stone ears. It's whistling this way.
Really nice. That's a solo version of Been Listening, which is the title track of our guest today, Johnny Flynn's second album. You might find this interesting. I recently had a chance to talk with a group from a college here in Philadelphia, where we are, and they had an opportunity to pick some classes to study, and it's actually an engineering school, and so they were like they were all over the place. There was a history of philosophy, there was funk music, and there was Shakespeare. You can kind of find out about anything through Shakespeare. Were you introduced to that in school?
I reckon you could find about funk music in Shakespeare. I think it's in there somewhere. I had a very inspiring teacher when I was at school, who became a really good friend, and I think it was him and his kind of respect for it, and that really kind of fed my sort of instinct that this was something really incredible. And I've never, reading Shakespeare or performing Shakespeare, it's never kind of ceased to amaze me how rich it is, and how many sort of hidden meanings there are in everything, and open-ended sort of meanings. Because he uses like cross metaphors, and he makes up words, and there's such a kind of, I think that's a great thing in any art, to cross-reference things, so that it gives everything many dimensions, and everyone kind of picks something from it, and then the next time you read it, you pick something else from it, and it goes deeper and deeper, and until you know, and it never ends. So that's what I get from Shakespeare, and performing his plays, you know, night after night, even, you know, after the 300th time or whatever, I still would find, you know, things that blew my mind. I think he's definitely my favorite writer, or poet, or whatever, playwright. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Shakespeare play, and what's your favorite part to play?
Well, I was in a company doing a couple of plays, and we did a bunch of plays at drama school and stuff, but the most fun I had was doing Twelfth Night. I think that's my favourite play. I think a lot of the best characters are a bit older than I am. I'd love to play Hamlet. I think Hamlet's probably, for most young actors, it's, you know, the part to play. I never got to play it, but for me, Feste in Twelfth Night is pretty special. He's kind of the wise fool. He's the, for me, he's the best fool in in any of the plays, and the fools are always the best characters because they're kind of the voice of Shakespeare, or they're this the sort of the sage voice amongst all the kind of chaos, and they bring all the order to chaos and vice versa, and play havoc with the fates and stuff. So I think, like, he's pretty cool. He says some pretty profound things in Twelfth Night, and they're all kind of hidden in sort of jokes and stuff. So I think that's cool.
Johnny Flynn is our guest today on the World Cafe. When he's not playing Shakespeare, he's making albums and concertizing, and the new album is called Been Listening. And what's next?
This is Churlish May.
I met Jane in September's throat. January's cross, we let each other go. I met Helen on March's back. She took my coat and she stole my hat. I met you when the weather got fine. You said, I've got yours if you got mine. And the worst and best of all we need stay out to rust in the morning dew. Didn't take long to sing our love. Was a harvest feast, was a hand to glove. When winter came, you couldn't stand to sit. You're just the same. Never burn but lit. With the world at war and my thoughts on you, I didn't care to fall. There wasn't much to do. And the worst and best of all we knew stayed out to rust in the morning. Churlish May, when the year was fair, gone full circle when things went square. At my meal, an unknowable beast left me to pay, not a movable feast. Look, I got nothing, don't know where I am. Got a fistful of questions, not an answer to hand. And the worst and best of all we knew stayed out to rust in the morning dew. Morning dew. With the blow me down, we're all dead in the wood. Further from you now than the root from the leaves, drunk on the wood, never seen any trees. Miles out the water and the lake that I'm sailing is your dear father's daughter, and it's cold and I'm ailing. Are you drowning me slowly? Was a school meant to teach? Are you leaving so slowly? Where's the shore? Where's the beach? And the worst and best of all we knew stayed out to rust in the morning dew.
Johnny Flynn with one of my faves from Been Listening. That is Churlish May. And Johnny and I are not in the same room, so I'm not sure. That's a really kind of bright sounding guitar. Is it a resonator guitar?
Yeah, it's a resonator. It's from 1934. It's pretty old. it's a great guitar. It's really bright though, and really loud.
Yeah. Well, that can be useful, I would think, in performing.
Yeah, Well, that's where they were built, you know, for before kind of before sort of amplification and stuff existed. They were built to be loud enough to cut through the noise in an old honky tonk or whatever.
Right. Well, you mentioned wanting to do The Water, which is the one that Laura Marling sings with, sings with you on the album. That's a good one. Can you do that?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Always my home. Lord, take me away, for I just cannot stay. I'll sink in my skin and my bones. The water sustains me without even trying. The water can't drown me. I'm done with my dying. Please help me build a small boat, one that'll ride on the flow. Where the river runs deep and the larger fish creep, I'm glad of what keeps me afloat. The water sustains me without even trying. The water can't drown me. I'm done with my dying. Now deeper the water I sail, and faster the current I'm in. But each night brings the stars and the song in my heart is a tune for the journeyman's tale. The water sustains me without even trying. The water can't drown me. I'm done with my dying. Now the land that I knew is a dream, and the line on the distance grows faint. So wide is my river, the horizon a sliver. The artist has run out of paint. Where the blue of the sea meets the sky, and the big yellow sun leads me home. I'm everywhere now. The way is a vow to the wind of each breath by and by. The water sustains me without even trying. The water can't drown me. I'm done my dying.
That is sweet. That is the water. Johnny Flynn playing live for us today. So many of what you write now, you know, does seem to take the form of older songs. Is it a conscious thing, or is that just how you write?
It's not such a conscious thing. I mean, I'm a big fan of classic songwriting, and I like the process of writing songs that kind of have the edge is knocked off them, and that they feel like kind of worn in. And I usually play around with songs for a long time until they feel kind of right. And if they don't feel right yet, I let them sit and come back to them, and till I feel like they're of the right essence, or that they have a kind of innate truth to them, even just in the music. And so I guess that's how they end up sounding like that, or kind of old or something.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have time for one more. What's your pick?
I'm going to finish up with Lost and Found from the record.
Cocked my ear and hung my chin. Friday dinner, fish struck sinner. Pull me down, Lord, put me in. Just a lonely radio, just a makeshift show and tell, playing out the lives of the lost and found. Give me faith and give me love, fainting from the clouds above. See below lands, strings to bow. If I can't jump, just push and shove. Just a lonely radio, just a makeshift show and tell, playing out the lives of the lost and found. Lucky running, changing sun. I lost and found the newest sound. Pull it from a golden gun. Just a lonely radio, just a makeshift show and tell, playing out the lives of the lost and found. Time for me and death to wed. I taste alone, more I'm to the loam. With a breath, my body's dead. Just a lonely radio, just a makeshift show and tell, playing out the lives of the lost and found.
Lost and Found, Johnny Flynn. Another one from Been Listening, his new album here on the World Cafe. Johnny, thank you so much. A lot of fun. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. No, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.